He didn't play football until he was 14 years of age. And the first time we ever noticed him playing football, we were on a family vacation. He picked up a football, and there was a tire about 15 yards away. And he threw the ball through the tire 4 out of 5 times. And I was somewhat dumbfounded because I'd never seen him throw a football before.
Brady fires down the side.
Baby, what a beautiful pass. Tom Brady.
Tom Brady threading the job by Tom Brady.
He was the backup quarterback on the freshman team. And during that year, the team wasn't very successful. In fact, the team was 0-8 and did not score a touchdown. But he was not deemed good enough to play one down as a quarterback on his freshman team. Tommy always felt that he had to work harder to at least keep up, if not to surpass the other kids. And so he willingly did that. He would come home from practice, whether it was baseball or basketball, and he would have dinner and study for a while, and then he'd go to the gym again, and then he would come home and do his homework, and then hit the next day's classrooms early in the same process. So nothing was ever really given to him.
Tom Brady, 1 yard, touchdown, right up the gut.
Brady fires, touchdown!
Probably the key was a guy who still is his quarterback guru, a guy by the name of Tom Martinez. He told Tommy, he said, you have what it takes, Tommy, to play D1. And that's what Tommy needed to hear. And it drove him to continually try to excel. We thought that if he was ever going to have a chance at a professional career, it was going to be in baseball. He was a right-handed throwing, left-handed power hitting catcher. The scouts were looking at him, and they had projected that he would be a first or a second or at worst a third round draft pick. But when he opted to go to Michigan and we told everybody that he was going to Michigan, he was picked by Montreal in the 18th round as kind of an afterthought. But he wanted to go to Michigan and he wanted to play football at Michigan. He's never considered himself an afterthought. He's always believed in himself. And that's the difference between the winners and the losers. The winners are going to perform, the losers are going to cave in.
We'll continue with Tom's path to the NFL next week. We talk college, the draft, and much more.
Pretty exciting. Pretty exciting. Because he realized his dream.